Akron, Ohio. But I've been traveling quite a bit. And
well,
next week I travel quite a bit too. I will probably be a man who constantly forgets where I'm at.
Well, you know what that means, Coach. NBA. Nothing but airports. And although you cannot identify the team for client privilege purposes, you are working right now with an NBA team and its players on a myriad of subjects, which is very apropos for the man who just, on the 25th of July, his first hardcover book. And if you want to find out more, you go to coachbechler.com, B-E-C-H-L-E-R, Jamie, J-A-M-Y, Beckler.com, or follow him on Twitter at Coach Beckler. And how is the Leadership Playbook, leadershipplaybook.com is the website, doing this week, Jamie Beckler?
It's doing well. It's still in the top 10 on Amazon for basketball coaching books. And even though it's appropriate to any level, not just basketball, but that tends to be the strongest area that it's in right now. But it's been good. A lot of schools. In fact, there's been a few schools in Wisconsin that have ordered in bulk, and we've sent out a bunch to their teams. And so it's been fun to know that there's people picking it up, and hopefully they get something out of it, and they can help. It's a step toward helping their kids and you know, this next generation of leaders understand what it means to be a leader.
And although it's aimed at high school and middle school students, you also have others at other levels who are reading this book. Am I correct?
Oh yeah, I mean we've had a number of even NBA coaches and former coaches that have actually ordered it, and we have a lot of colleges that have ordered it, and so it's and you know, it's directed mainly for an athlete, for student athletes, but I would guess probably more coaches have picked it up than athletes have, and I'm fine with that, because coaches will read it, they'll get some ideas, and then they'll pass that along. They'll then share it, you know, and with their athletes, and so they can still have a big, huge impact on their athletes just by reading it and getting some insights from it.
All right. Speaking of insights, you have a story to share. Now, is this going to be Uncle Jamie, one of those once upon a time stories?
Probably not, because there's not like a fairy godmother, and there's not a bad guy. My son always asks if there's a bad guy in every story that I tell or everything that we watch. It's always about, is there a bad guy? And how did this person become a bad guy? So there's really not a bad guy in the story.
Okay. Well, that's good, because we have enough bad guys. You know, the list could roll out. So Jamie Beckler, talk to us about your story. Go ahead, Uncle Jamie.
Well, I first heard the story, or I first came across the story, when I was reading Lou Holtz's book, Winning Every Day. And Lou Holtz is the former, most famous for being Notre Dame's successful head coach for football. And so he tells a story about a man who comes across a bunch of people working one day, and three bricklayers. And he asks the first one, you know, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm just laying bricks. And he says, well, what? You know, to the second one, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm getting paid $17.50 an hour. And then the third one, he asks, well, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm building, you know, the most magnificent, beautiful chapel that you've ever seen. And really, that's the end of the story in terms of what the person did. But it starts to get you thinking about what it is that you're doing, what's your purpose, how are you approaching, you know, life. So there's people right now listening to this that are on their way to work or just arrived at work. And are you looking at work as you're just punching in, punching out? You might do your job the right way, but you're just really going through the motions. You're doing the minimum. Are you doing your job just to get the money, or do you have a bigger picture? And a lot of times, you know, we're not able to add value to the people around us. We're not able to make the day better for other people if we're not seeing the bigger picture to our job. you know, our job is more than just a paycheck, and it's more than just a way to put food on the table. We have an opportunity every day that we go to our jobs to impact others, to have an influence on others, and to grow ourselves, but also to make life better for other people. And we forget that sometimes. We forget that, you know, if we're at a factory or if we're just in an office cubicle, that the things we're doing can have a bigger effect on people. You know, whether it's the product that we're putting out, whether it's what our company stands for, or whether it's just what we stand for. And people are going to see our integrity. People are going to see what we stand for. And, you know, a lot of times they're going to see, all right, what kind of problems are we going through? What kind of challenges are we facing right now? And what's our attitude during those? You know, when God gives you lemons, you know, you can make lemonade out of it or not. You get to choose that. But, you know, lemons can be very sour or they can be very sweet, you know, depending on what you do with them. And so, you know, I think that story of the three bricklayers really, really kind of emphasizes to me and reminds me, you know, what it is that we're doing, no matter what the job is, that we can have an impact on others and we can see a bigger picture.
Let's talk a little bit for a couple minutes, less than that, about 90 seconds. What is the bigger picture when we take a look at the third person? That individual laying bricks obviously understood the purpose of the laying bricks in the overall scheme of things, right?
Yeah, and we all have a purpose. I mean, we all have a reason that we do stuff. You know, we all have. There's a gentleman named Simon Sinek, and Simon Sinek has a book that is entitled "Know Your Why." And why it is that you're doing anything that you're doing. And you might be doing something that's kind of menial. You might be in an office cubicle. It doesn't mean that your life, you're going to be the president of the United States. Some people are going to work in an office cubicle. That's going to be the extent of what they do. But that doesn't mean that defines you. What defines you is how you act every day, how you bring positivity into other people's lives. What do you do for others? You know, you're going to be able to influence so many people because you're going to touch so many people during your day. And so that's going to really define you, and you're going to leave a lasting legacy based upon how you're treating other people and what your attitude is each day.
Well, as always, Coach Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler on Twitter. CoachBeckler.com, Jamie, J-A-M-Y, Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R.com, and the new book website, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com. You can get The Leadership Playbook at Amazon.com, and hopefully, Coach, we'll be around and hear from you again next week.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Ollie.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye-bye.